He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, that's right. I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. Glad to be with you live today, folks. Fun to do this. We haven't done this in a while, other than booze and banter. But it's just been a crazy schedule around here. So gosh, there's a lot we're going to get into today. And we'll start off here. Not going to go in depth on this, but Gavin Newsom staying put. He's staying put. Basically, I mean, there's a lot that went into this, right? But energy behind the recall, all of those efforts, all that enthusiasm just kind of waned. We kind of peaked too soon. We were peaked too sooners, if you will. And as a result, California will stick with the status quo. He will remain there. His draconian, tyrannical rule, I imagine, will remain with him. That's just who he is. And Larry Elder put up a good fight. We got to give him good props, kudos, credit where credit's due. He did concede last night, though. And Republicans simply just didn't show up. They didn't show up to vote. And yes, there was mail-in. There was other issues going on. Lots of stuff went into this. I get that. I'm not trying to simplify it. But the turnout was low. The turnout was low compared to what it's been and compared to the last election. And I don't know if that's because people have left, because Gavin Newsom has driven them out, if it's because they just didn't think that it was going to change anything, or what. Whatever the cause might be, this is where we are. This is where we are. And let's be honest. Clearly, I wanted Larry to win. I don't have a dog in the fight in California, but I wanted him to win because we need better leadership throughout the country. But even if he had won, even if he'd won the election, he would have had a short term. He would have been facing a Democrat House, Democrat Senate, Democrats everywhere, local levels, you name it. And he would have gotten very little done. So it would have felt good for a short period of time. But we, it wouldn't have changed things that much. So we need to figure out a different way to attack the California issues, to change California across the board. I mean, it could be maybe we just put a wall around Los Angeles. Maybe we go with Lex Luthor's plan from Superman, old school Superman. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. But it's going to be tough to change it. Maybe we just say, screw it, we're done with this state. I don't know. Certainly nothing's changing right now. So there's got to be a different strategy there. Hey, Dalia. Hey, Kathy. Hey, Billy. So many great people coming in. Thanks for being here, everybody. Make sure you hit that like button if you have not already. You can hit the plus sign over on Rumble. Thumbs up on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe to all of them. Going to touch on several things today. We're going to talk about Blinken. You know, he was back on the Hill. There's another clip, rather, that we want to show from when he was on the Hill. Going to get into this General Milley mess. Chinese ships off the Alaskan coast. Probably something to pay attention to. And then we'll finish on a great story. Hey, Lindy Cat over on Rumble. Glad you're here. We'll finish on a great story. You don't want to miss this. This was awesome. So it's going to be in our final segment. Stick around for that. You'll be glad that you did. Reminder, you can push back against big tech. Support the show by going to drewberquist.com, and clicking support. Super easy. You can't miss it. It's there on the home screen, on the homepage. Just click that. If you hit certain thresholds, you'll get producer credit mentioned on the show. But literally, guys, anything helps. And while we're talking about giving, it's going to seem like I'm putting the heat on. And I am. I am putting the heat on. We've made so much progress, you guys, on our efforts to raise funds for my former translator, Shafi. Told you about him. We've talked about him a lot. We're at about 95. I looked right before the show. We had sought out to raise $10,000 for Shafi. You can see the link in the chat room there on how you can go and help contribute. And again, anything helps, guys. Anything helps. But we're so damn close. We had set out to raise $10,000. We're about 95%. And I want to crush that goal. And you know me, I'm not happy just winning. That's not enough for me. I want to crush that goal. I want to surpass that goal. I want to give him all the love and support that he needs. He's earned it, guys. The stuff that he's done for me and for my colleagues overseas over the years, it's amazing. I can't wait to introduce him to you. You will meet him at some point here on the show. So please do that. And if you already have, thank you so much. If you haven't, you can't support a different way. Pray for his assimilation here. For his health, for all of that, for us, for everyone who's helping him, and share. Please share. again, and maybe you've given and now you just need to share it. So share it with someone else. Share any, basically anyone who has a heart should see this campaign and get involved with it. Small amount, prayers, whatever. But all of that helps, so it goes a long way. Again, it's givesendgo.com/Shafi. That's S-H-A-F-I. Again, the link's in the chat. You can see it there. You can see it as well on the screen. Real quick, this episode today is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com is a great, best night's sleep ever, guys. We sleep in their sheets. We use their pillows, use their towels. I won't send you pictures of that, I promise. But we do it all. They've got dog beds. You name it. There's so much that they have to offer. And the best part is you can save up to 66% by using promo code Drew. They support the show. They support this country. They're great people. So support us. Support great people like them. Head on over to MyPillow.com. Again, use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to save up to 66%. All right, guys, keep coming with the comments in the chat. I obviously can't type back to you today because we are live, but I do see it and we'll try to respond as much as we go. But as we get into this, we know that Tony Blinken, Secretary of State Blinken, was on the Hill. And he continued to get peppered, primarily, of course, by GOP senators. He was protected by his fellow friends. And how that happens, by the way, you know it's going to, but how it happens in these situations where we're talking about Afghanistan and this botched withdrawal, and where even some Democrats weeks ago were like, this didn't go very well, are now like, no, it was a success. It went well. Don't yell at our friend Blinken. It's crazy how they do that. But this exchange, we showed you some great exchanges yesterday. This exchange was amazing, where Rand Paul questioned Secretary of State Blinken on the theatrical, and we'll come back to that because that's what it was. It's utter bullshit. The theatrical drone strike on a supposed ISIS-K member shortly after the fatal attack at Kabul airport that killed 13 of our service members. This was the exchange. Take a look.
Guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that that strike, and I'm sure that a full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to that in this setting in any event.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS case. See, the thing is this isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And the thing is there is blowback to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true, and not propaganda, if that's true, guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. So you got to know who you are. We can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill people. We've got plenty of bombs. We can bomb almost anything we want from anywhere in the world. Maybe we should have bombed the helicopters and the planes that we left behind. I mean, even though you said you didn't know any of this and it was all surprise, once they took all of our stuff, we should have said you got 20 minutes to get out of it because we're going to blow it all up. Then you would have sent a message of strength. Instead, we bombed somebody who we're not sure whether it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative. See, that's not sending a signal of strength. And in the end, there will be more blowback from it. If you killed an aid worker on accident, I mean, do you think we're better off because of that? You really could have acted in a position of strength, but you could have.
All right. So I love you do the investigation, not after, you do it before. Trying to get this message out. We'll get it out later. But such a great point. He did a great job. And some of you are saying, hey, Ted Cruz did a good job too. There was others who did a good job. Absolutely. 100%. Not saying that he was the only one by any stretch. But this is, I mean, guys, this is a big deal. And then to have Anthony Blinken, who is the Secretary of State, say, I don't know. What? And I get it, because there's some stuff you need to understand with this, okay? First of all, the State Department has nothing to do with drone strikes. They're a worthless organization. They try to combat and change the world with words. It never works. But he, as a cabinet member, a senior cabinet member, would not have been involved in the operation, but would have known about it, has visibility into that kind of stuff. And he knows what the threshold is for targeting someone with a kinetic strike. And that it's a steep threshold, and the process is detailed. We don't just say, hey, we think he's there, fire. No, not at all. You guys, there has to be multiple sources, confirmed reporting that suggest that whoever the target is or targets are in that area. Multiple reporting. It has to be very convincing to even get an asset in the area for that. And then once that happens, once you cross that, check that box off, you've got to have visual confirmation, which is not always easy to get. And then once you get past that, you've got to figure out, okay, what's the collateral damage going to be if we do this? And it's not always approved. You can't always go that way. So to have it go this way, and then say, I don't know. Like, you know what you're hitting. Now, do things go wrong sometimes? Yes, of course. But not the way that Blinken is describing it. Not the way that the government is describing it. Anyone who's worked at it, this is what I did for a living. This is literally all I know. There's not a whole lot of anything that I do know. But I damn sure know counterterrorism. I damn sure know fighting the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, extremists overseas, leaning on support from our government to sometimes strike the hell out of these people. I get it. And you're right, Randy. He punches hard with his words. He does. Rand Paul's good. But you know what you're hitting, guys. So to say I don't know is utter bullshit. Captain Sleuth, thanks so much for the donation. That's awesome. Thank you. It means a lot. I appreciate it. It really does. Really do. But this whole strike, to say you don't know is bullshit, and this whole strike was bullshit, because it was pure theater to make it seem like they cared. Oh, something bad happened. This withdrawal has been awful. Everyone, including our own media, is turning on us. What do? Let's pretend to kill the bad guy. So they do this. So it appears, they want to appear as though they're on our side. They're not. They're not. That they're on the side of the families who lost loved ones. They're not. And this is what you get. And look, even if, look, if it proves that they did get him and then they also got aid workers and other people, okay, then shame on us. We've done it better than that before. That's not how we do it. You wait till there's ways to eliminate or significantly reduce collateral damage. But even if we got the intended target, I'll believe it when I see it. But even if we did, it's not enough. It's not enough. You put us in this situation. And thinking that that puts lipstick on it is ridiculous. And then this is the group that, as we talked about yesterday, we're now giving them more money. Oh, it's so annoying. The whole situation is so ridiculous. Going to continue with our senior staff, though. Our national security apparatus. But we're going to do so after a quick break. Stick with us. There's way, way more we got to get to. Hey guys, if you haven't already, you need to head on over to mammothnation.com. They're America's conservative discount club, and they're on a mission to keep this country great. They support conservative causes and candidates, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, your right to worship, and so much more. And the best part? You get huge discounts on products and services that you're already buying. You'll likely pay for your membership with your first purchase. Guys, I'm a lifetime member. I wouldn't push this if it wasn't that important. So stand up for your country and the Constitution. Push back against woke America and shop conservative. Go to mammothnation.com and become a lifetime member today.
Want to be sure you don't miss updates from Drew and the team? Sign up at Getter and follow Drew for his latest takes. That's GETTR. Then search Drew Berquist and click follow. You're listening to This Is My Show with Drew Berquist.
All right, so lots of noise about General Milley making this supposed secret call to undermine our government and talk to his counterpart in China. Specifically saying, General Lee, this is the quote, General Lee, you and I have known each other for 5 years. If we're going to attack us, meaning the U.S., I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. So lots of, and look, there should be lots of hubbub, lots of conversation and concerns around this. This is a really big deal. This call occurred last October 2020, while Trump was still in office. And he did this, Milley did this, allegedly, because he feared Trump would start a war or do something unilaterally against China and or others. But here's the thing on that real quick, and then we'll kind of get back to Milley. I mean, whether you like Trump or not, and I get that he is a divisive figure. I get that his tweets or the way that he says things or does things hurt some people's feeling and makes them feel uncomfortable. By the way, if you're that easily offended and you don't have thick skin, you're not going to be useful to our country moving forward. You're just not. Sorry. You might be a nice person, but we don't really need you. You've got to have thick skin moving forward. But Trump, if you look at this in just a pure, unemotional way, was against new wars. He was the first president in decades not to get us into a new conflict. He instead ended existing ones. So I get that it was a Democrat narrative that this guy's a loose cannon. He's off the, you know, off the rails. And Milley went along with it. Yeah, Trump's dangerous. He's going to start wars. But it's simply not true. It's just simply not true. Again, we ended conflicts. He struck the Abraham Accords in the Middle East, made more progress there. Is it over? No, of course not. It never will be. But we made a lot of progress. It was the most just fantastic idea and approach to take to it. No one had ever done that. It was genius. He calmed tensions with North Korea. And in terms of foreign policy, Trump was super strong. He was strong in a lot of areas. But even the haters should stop and look and say, okay, you know, in terms of foreign policy, this was actually really good. This was actually really good. But back to Milley, who as Ray's saying and others are saying too, is a traitor. And I don't disagree with you. I think he is too. He's expected to testify later this month. I think it's the 28th, but sometime later in September. And it's he's supposed to be there similar to what Blinken is now, where they're going to talk about Afghanistan. They're going to talk about this botched withdrawal and the chaos, the violence, the death, everything that's happened. But at that time, he's also expected to provide his version of the story of this phone call. We got lots of time to prep for his version. His spokesman, Colonel Dave Butler, confirmed that the call did happen with his Chinese counterpart, though he's saying it's been mischaracterized. Some are defending him, saying it was routine. But others, even Democrats, are saying, no, we've heard it's the opposite. We heard it's just as bad as people are suggesting. And it's, look, until you prove otherwise, this world is on its head, right? It's not innocent until proven guilty. It's the other way around these days. It's stupid, but that's where we are. So until proven otherwise, it looks as though he broke the chain of command, undermined our government, our president, and committed treason. Yet still Joe Biden is saying, I've got great confidence in General Milley. Psaki's defending him, saying that Biden plans to stand by his chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Through a slight zinger, not even a slight, just straight up zinger at Trump, talking about insurrections, this, that, and the other. But listen, here's the deal. It does need to be looked at under a microscope. You're right about that, Bravo. But even if this is, okay, let's say this. Let me back up. If it's true, then absolutely. It's not the calls for resignation. If it is true, and it is proven true. Again, he's not going to say that it's true. He's not going to characterize it the way that others have characterized it. But if it is true, he should not resign. He should be drug out. Like some big ass dudes need to go in there, grab him by the shoulders, and drag his ass out. Physically remove him. But if he didn't, and or we can't prove that he didn't, which is more likely the case that's going to happen, he should still be gone. This guy should still be gone. He should resign or be fired for just being a bitch of the system, because that's what he is, a little bitch. He's a big bitch. He's a big dude. But this is the guy. I mean, keep in mind, we've been talking about the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. We've been talking about now, obviously, this week. But this is the guy that just literally weeks and months ago was talking about how he wants to understand white rage and is allowing our military and our national security apparatus to be highly politicized. This is someone who's distracting our warfighters and is actively weakening our national security apparatus. And it's him. It's him and others. It's not just him, but it's him and others at that senior leadership level that allowed Afghanistan to happen, either because they were too dumb to understand the problem or they wanted it to happen that way. Either way is a huge loss for America. And it is muddy water, Ray says, with Woodward. Woodward's a douchebag. But we know regardless, my point with Milley is whether this happened or not, this guy needs to go. This guy is not what we are about in the military. You could say, well, he's clearly a military guy. He's been there forever. He's climbed the ranks. The people who play the career game, most of them are absolute losers, are not the people you want fighting wars for you. And they're not the people fighting wars. So either way, he should be gone. He just should be. And under this administration, which is terrifying every which direction you look at, we're also hearing that this leadership is now allowing, you can say, well, it's not allowing, they're allowing a Chinese destroyer, a Chinese intelligence ship, and a couple other support ships, four ships in total, were seen by the Coast Guard sailing right off the Alaskan coast, the Aleutian Islands. Yeah, and you're right, Jill. You think it can't get worse, yet every day there's something new. Welcome to 2021. We all thought 2020 was the worst year ever until we hit 2021. But these ships, getting back to these Chinese ships, they're off the coasts of Alaska, where we used to have a base, by the way. We still have a base, but it's not an active base. It's used for more like training exercise and whatnot. But they're off the coast, and the question is why? And people will say, well, they're just doing training exercises. There was comms between the Coast Guard and them. It was professional, and all that is true. And you can say, well, they're just doing Farsi training, you know, trying to improve and expand upon those capabilities. Also true. But you know why they're really doing it? We complicate all these issues so much by getting into, well, what's going to happen if this happens? And if this happens, is it going to trigger this? Hold on, let's just break this down to a really simple concept and address why is this happening? And the biggest reason it's happening, sure, Joe's in bed with China, that could play a huge part. But again, even before you get there, let's go simpler than that. It's happening because they see weakness. They see weakness. This is no different than how Russia and others beat up and took advantage of Obama during his 8 years. It was awful. I experienced a lot of it on the intel side. Well, you could see it through the news, but seeing some of the stuff that was classified behind the scenes, man, they had a field day. It's no different now. So whether it's Joe or whether it's Obama, who a lot of people would say is really running this third term, it doesn't matter. What the other part of the world is seeing is weakness. And Russia and China will push and change the lines. The lines were here, they're going to push them out. And they're going to push them out because they know that we won't do jack shit about it. North Korea testing missiles again. Getting emboldened. Why? Because they see weakness. Why do they see weakness? Because our Democratic Party is ashamed of who we are. They're apologetic for America being awesome. Look, I say it all the time. The world needs America to be awesome. Does China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, people like that, want us to be awesome? No, they want to be us. But the rest of the world needs us awesome. They need us strong. And right now they're seeing weakness. So our allies are terrified, and they should be. And our enemies are pouring a cocktail at 8 a.m. because they're so damn happy, celebrating. You're right, Alan. They do. They know we have a weak president. It's a big deal. But it's these simple concepts that drive a lot. And I can't blame them either. If I was in their situation and I saw this, I saw blood in the water, I'd be all over that too. Oh, hell yeah. No, we're gonna change how this relationship is. You know why? Because they'll say some mean things. They might even send us a letter, but they won't do jack shit about it. So let's just keep going. Let's just keep going and going and going until we get closer to them. And hell, we might even be able to tip the scale. Who knows? It's insane. But they wouldn't dare do all this. They would still be trying. They'd still be trying to chip away at us. Absolutely. That's never going to stop. But they wouldn't be so emboldened and daring if they saw strength on our side, which they're not seeing right now at all. All right. We'll see what happens with that. There's some discussion, by the way, of turning that base back on out there, Attic. We'll see if it happens. I don't know if it will, but we'll see. Keep you posted on that. I want to get to this other story. It's a positive way to end. We need some positivity, right? So we'll do that. Take a real quick break. We'll come back and I'll show you what I'm talking about. This is a mic dropping moment right here. I'll love it. You'll love it too. See you on the other side. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days don't provide actual support. They just smash your goods against your thigh, resulting in sweating, sticking, rubbing, all sorts of nasty stuff. Ladies, don't act like you haven't seen your man try to navigate his way out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support. What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right. You deserve it, men. Go to UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew and This Is My Show is staring down uncertainty like never before. You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. Served this country fighting extremists overseas and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist and this is his show.
All right, so we'll end on a positive note. Like I said, thanks for sticking around. And this, maybe you've seen this clip, but I'll get to it in a second. But this thing is awesome. I love it. But we talk about just kind of setting it up. We talk about how critical education is for our children, the future of our nation, and how the left has used it against us forever. More so now than ever. It was subtle before, right? Death of a thousand cuts. And it's kind of like, man, something doesn't seem right. And we knew the college system was off. But now it's just, now they're emboldened. Now it's, they're swinging axes and swords. It's no longer death by a thousand cuts. It's an overt attempt to hijack what has already been a hijacked system. And whether it's critical race theory that we've talked about, the transgender issues, the mixed gender bathrooms, locker rooms, safe spaces, all of that, whatever. They've used our schools as social experiments. And in doing so, used your children, our children, everyone's children as parts of that experiment. Upchuck, thanks so much. I appreciate it. That's so kind of you. But our children, if you have children now, your children are a part of that experiment. If you have older children, they were then. If you don't, tell you. I guess consider yourself like, that's not true, because we all love our kids. But you get my point. They've been a part of it. We've had mask mandates, which has been kind of the issue du jour this past year, along with CRT. And then another issue that's been growing and growing and been talked about is just this more aggressive, overly sexualized content that promotes all sorts of stuff that's disturbing and graphic even for an adult, let alone our children. It's inappropriate on so many levels. Look, once you're an adult, do whatever you want to do. As long as you don't force other people to do it, say it, think it, whatever. That's you're different. But okay, that's fine. You do you. But putting it on our children is absolutely inappropriate, unacceptable. So we've seen all these school board meetings, right? We've seen all the school board meetings, parents fighting back again, mostly about mask mandates and critical race theory, you know, BS. But this one has to do with this more sexually explicit or graphic content. And this is at an Ohio school board meeting, Hudson, Ohio. And as you know, the local school board carries a lot of weight and they approve what goes into these classrooms and what their curriculum is. So look at this. This is the mayor showing up unexpectedly, I believe, to this meeting, doing a short little presentation and then dropping the mic and walking out. Take a look.
Earl, members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education or you will be charged. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Mic drop. Boom. And as Whiskey just said over on Rumble, that's how we should handle Millie and all these other people too, Blink and Austin, all of them. Resign, get the hell out of here, or you're going down. We're charging you. But folks, that's how you do it, right? And I get not everyone's a mayor. I'm pretty sure there's not a mayor in our audience. Maybe there is. I don't know. But most of us don't have the ability to sit down, talk to the judge, go in and make that kind of a decree all on our own. I get it. But pressure your school board. Pressure your elected officials. Run yourself. Make noise. Just saying you're upset about it's not enough. And as Upchuck is saying, in a lot of these cases, the law is on our side. So we've just got to make enough noise to get it there, get someone who will listen, and then get that person to help push it over. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's a mayor. Maybe it's a city council member. Maybe it's a school board. Whoever it is. But you've got to keep pushing back, and kudos to this guy, Craig Schubert, for doing the right thing. And I don't know a damn thing about him. I would presume from this that he is a conservative. But I don't know anything about Hudson, Ohio. I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is what just happened there, that what we all just saw was what needs to be happening. People on the other end who are saying, I'd rather just kind of push through what I feel is good. Let's just be emotional and shove this shit down our kids' throats. Those people need to be punished. Those people need to be charged. Those people need to be drug out of their positions. I'll stop there, because I've got other thoughts too. But we've the time to be decent is over. Like I said yesterday, being decent is how we got here. The other side knows that. They take full advantage of it. I'm not so saying go raise hell everywhere for no good reason. I'm just saying do it when it's necessary. Do it when it's necessary and refuse to lose. I won't lose till the day I die. You know why? Because I refuse to. Not happening. So just refuse. The people on the other side talking, I don't put any value on them. But I love this. I thought it was a good way to end the show today to share that with you. Again, big thanks to the people who donated today via Super Chat. For those of you who donated on DrewBurkwist.com, on the support tab. And for those of you, again, who have donated separately from the show, but to Shafi through the Give, Send, Go campaign. Again, it's givesendgo.com/Shafi, S-H-A-F-I. Got myself twisted up there. givesendgo.com/Shafi. So much appreciation for you guys who have done that. Again, share with other people. We keep seeing more and more come in because people are sharing. So it's awesome. We are anxious to get him down here and help him get ready. And again, we'll introduce him to you here at some point on the show. Don, glad you did. Glad you're here. Glad all of you are here. Thanks so much for chatting. Make sure on the way out, you hit that like button if you haven't, We have a regular full show tomorrow, Thursday, and then Friday, Booze and Banter. Make sure you bring a friend, a question, and a drink to that. We'll look forward to seeing you both those times, both of them at 3 p.m. Eastern. For now, be safe, be smart, be free.